Chapter 7. A Monster. Marco Polo peered into the shadows. A small green head poked out from under the couch. The head had horns, two big eyes, a grinning mouth with fangs. Marco Polo couldn't believe his tiny eyes. A monster! He grabbed a straw and swung it in front of him like a sword. Stand back!
Why?
The monster asked. Aren't you a monster? Marco Polo asked.
Yes, the monster said. Nice to meet you. I'm Moby.
Marco Polo peered closer. Moby was a monster, but a soft toy one. He was no bigger than Marco Polo himself. I'm Marco Polo.
Have you seen Ben? Moby asked. He's my boy, and I'm worried about him.
Marco Polo put down the straw. Yes, it's Ben's birthday. I came with Seth to his party.
Ben's birthday? Moby asked.
Oh, please tell me all about it.
Was there a cake? How old is Ben now?
I don't know how old he is, Marco Polo said. And I didn't get to see a cake. I was hidden in Seth's sleeping bag. He brought me with him to help him feel braver. But then I got captured.
Me too.
Even Moby's smile looked sad.
Ben is scared of monsters under his bed, so Mom bought me. I'm not scary, but I can speak monster, so I can tell the other monsters to go away.
Well, you both failed.
A silver and red action figure crawled out from under the couch.
And now you'll be stuck here forever. I hope you're quiet, Marco Polo. I'm sick of Moby whining about Ben this and Ben that.
This is Ranger, Moby said. He's been here the longest.
The kitten brought me here first, Ranger said. And I was perfectly happy all alone. Then Moby came.
Kitten? Marco Polo asked. Ranger nodded. Her name is Tulip. Marco Polo couldn't believe his tiny ears. Tulip was a grown-up cat now. Ranger must have been behind the couch for a long time.
Is this why everyone is so afraid of being lost? Marco Polo wondered. Because it can take so long to be found again?
I have to get back to Seth, Marco Polo said.
How?
Moby asked. But Marco Polo had no idea.
Just face it, Ranger said. No one will look for you here. You're stuck here forever, so you may as well go to sleep.
Marco Polo couldn't sleep, though. Worrying kept him awake.
What if Ranger is right? What if no one ever finds me?
The nighttime shadows turned everything around him into dark lumps and scary bumps. For the first time, Marco Polo wondered if maybe he should have stayed a Christmas ornament. At least he would have been safe in the box.
Maybe I'm not a brave explorer after all, Marco Polo thought. Maybe I'm just a scared, lost little mouse.
Are you still awake?
Moby whispered in the dark.
Yes, Marco Polo said quietly. I can't sleep.
Is it monsters?
Moby asked.
I'll scare them away. It's my job.
No, it's not monsters, Marco Polo said. I'm lost and alone.
You're not alone with me, Moby said. We're together.
Marco Polo hooked his arm around Moby. Holding on to a friend made Marco Polo feel braver.
If no one finds me, I'll have to rescue myself, he thought.
But how?